George Richards, the Miami Herald, joins us. George, definitely, probably your shortest summer you've ever had covering the Panthers.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. And first off, real quick, just looking at the internet, New England a 10-point favorite over the Browns. Which sounds really, really, really low.
Yeah, so, it does sound low for
sure. As a Cleveland Browns fan, I'm saying that's really low. The Panthers, crazy offseason. You know, we didn't think there was going to be a whole lot going on with them. When you look at the season they had, and they win the division, and they set franchise records with points and victories, you know, and it didn't look like there was much to be done. But, man, they kind of blew things up a little bit. Not completely. I mean, you know the core players that are here, but they added goaltending. They changed up the defense, changed up the front office. So they were very, very, very active, and they feel like they're a better team now. So we'll just have to wait and see how that goes.
What is the latest update on Roberto Luongo? Any timetable on when he's going to return?
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, there's nothing with Louis.
But they're he's going to be ready to start the season for sure?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. He's already played in the preseason game. I don't know if he played last night because I couldn't find any stats online. They played in London, and just I guess the NHL computers were down or whatever. But he played. He played in the one of the Nashville games last Tuesday. He's been medically cleared to do everything. I mean, the guy's been working. I mean, he's been on the ice since August, working, for an hour and a half to 2 hours, 5 days a week. I think this is the hardest Lou has worked in an offseason in his career. He looks great. He's moving well. Everything seems to be a go. So, I think just his, I know you're surprised. We're all surprised. We thought that this was going to be a deal where it was going to linger into the first month of the regular season. And no, I mean, he trimmed a month to 6 weeks off his rehab just with his focused work. So, good on him.
So they brought in James Reimer. And do you expect Luongo to be a clear starter here, or is Reimer going to get maybe 30 starts? Obviously, injuries change everything. But what do you think the rotation is going to be? What's Gerard Gallant hinted or said?
I think they're going to use him more than that. I think they're looking at Reimer for maybe 40 games and maybe do a 1A, 1B kind of thing. I talked to the goalie coach, Rob Tallis, and, he says that Roberto Luongo's on board with this. They want Roberto Luongo rested for the playoffs and rested for the stretch run, late February into April. They felt like the last couple of years he's worked probably too hard, probably his whole career, other than, the times where he was benched in Vancouver. He's probably been overworked throughout his career. He's closing in on 1,000 NHL games when you include his 60-something playoff games. So he's definitely got some mileage on that odometer, and I think they want him rested, and they feel like James Reimer's a guy that can come in and really play a lot of games and give him rest. And if Reimer gets hot, he's going to stay in. It's not going to be a deal where, as in the past, maybe the backup goalie here in Florida won a game or two and Roberto Luongo was automatically back in. If Reimer starts winning, he's going to stay in. So they're definitely looking at things a lot differently. And then in my talks with Roberto Luongo, even off the record kind of stuff, he seems like he's completely on board with it.
George Richards from the Miami Herald joins us previewing the Florida Panthers. Now, on the back end, they've got Aaron Ekblad. They signed him to the franchise contract, $7.5 million for 8 years. But that doesn't kick in until next year. He's a heck of a player. Yeah. They brought in Keith Yandel and Jason Demers. What do you see as the top four defensemen right now? Who's paired with who?
I think one player people may be overlooking is the rookie Mike Matheson. Okay. He was terrific in the postseason last year, paired with Aaron Ekblad. I don't know if he'll start the season with Ekblad or Ekblad plays with Yandel, but I think you're going to have Matheson, Demers, Ekblad. And Yandel, I think, those are your four guys. The Panthers also got Pizik from Buffalo in the Dmitry Kulikov deal. They've got a lot of depth here on defense. The Panthers feel very strongly that they're better on the back end of things. They feel like that they're going to move the puck a lot cleaner out of the zone and create some offense through their defense. Something that they completely lacked last year. I think when you look at the two guys that are, three guys that are gone, and Willie Mitchell, Dmitry Kulikov, and Erica Branson, is a complete lack of offense. I think Erica Branson has a terrific shot. It just doesn't find its way through the way it did back in his first couple years with the Panthers. But the Panthers feel like they're going to get some offense out of their blue line, and that'll help them moving forward.
That's four really good puck movers in their top four. So then their third pairing, you've got Kindle, you've got Pesek, you've got Petrovic, and then I guess even a guy like Steven Kampfer. Who do you see as the two front runners in the third pair?
I think Pesek, I think it's got to be there. I mean, they brought him in. They were very excited to get him. He's a guy that they've been targeting the past year and a half. He's a guy they wanted to get from Buffalo, and the price was Dmitry Kulikov, which they seem to be okay with, knowing that Cooley is in the last year of his deal and was probably going to command more money than they wanted to pay him. So they were able to get an asset that they wanted for it. And I think Petrovic is definitely in there. I think he's in the top six. I think he's going to be the guy that stays in the top six. I think the other guys that you talked about, Steven Kampfer, the other guys are going to be rotated in and out, but I really think that they really like Alek Petrovic, the game that he's played. I think he took a big step forward last year, and he gives them, of all the guys that they've got defensively, the most physical player, and he can bring some offense. He moves the puck pretty well, so I think he's adjusting to the new style that they're going to play, but I think it's a style he can play. So I think if you've got a top five, Alek Petrovic's in it.
Well, Petrovic, he'll just have to continue on his playoff production, 4 points in six games, and then he'll be lighting it up for sure. Now, up front, you've got the ageless one in Jaromir Jagr, unbelievable season last year. Barkov, you've got Trocheck, you got Bukestad and Jokinen and Smith and Huberdeau. Jared McCann, who they acquired in the trade for Gabranson, how has he looked? Do you see him making the opening night roster, and does he make their top nine?
I think he makes the roster. Whether he makes the top nine or not, we're going to have to wait and see. I think they've been mixing and matching some stuff. I think he's a favorite, too, yes. I think they like – you saw him switching on and off with Nick Bjugstad in the first preseason game. I think they like what they see. Obviously, they gave up Erica Branson and he came back in that deal. So I think they really like his speed. They like his skill set. He's definitely on the roster moving forward. Whether he's in the top nine, I don't know. He may be on the fourth line, but I think he's probably more better situated for that third line with Nick Bukestad, either centering Nick Bukestad or moving Bukestad over to wing. That's what they've been trying out here in the preseason, so we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. But you look at Nick Bukestad's size, I think he can play either center or wing. He hasn't played much wing here with the Florida Panthers. He's always been a center, either your top, one, two, or three. So it's going to be an adjustment for him, but I think it's something he can do.
Of their four, man, they really went all in with a lot of their guys, right? Barkov's got a long deal. Trocheck's got one. Bukestad's got one. Riley just got his at $5 million a year. Huberdeau at $5.9 million. So they made a lot of changes this offseason. Do you get a sense now that this is kind of their group they're planning to go ahead with? Because, they're outside of Jagr and, Petrovic, I guess, would need a contract extension. All of their, quote, core guys are locked up for at least 4 years.
Yeah, it's the way that they wanted to move forward. They were tired of seeing guys leave this franchise, and they wanted to be able to tie up their guys, but also do it smart financially. These are the guys who own the Panthers are financial guys, and they feel like the smartest teams in the league are going to be the ones that are able to manage their salary cap. They identified the players that they want to keep. They identified the guys they want to keep long term, and they figured it out how to work it under the cap and manage that cap. And that's a big reason why Erica Branson isn't here, is because what he was going to command. When his contract was up, it was something that they didn't feel like they could fit in, and say, Dmitry Kulikov as well. So those were financial moves, not the team being cheap per se. It was just that for the slots that they had allocated, it was too much, that it was too rich for their blood. You look at the guys that came back, they're under team control for 4 or 5 years at much less money. They feel like they'll get even production or better production for those guys. So they're really looking at this cap. It wasn't that long ago that the Panthers were trying to stay afloat and stay at the cap floor. Now they're trying to stay under the ceiling. So it's been a big change down here.
George Richards from the Miami Herald joins us previewing the Florida Panthers. Their defense looks pretty good. Dale Talon's in a unique situation, George, and you're close to that team, closer than most. Some people felt like he wasn't enamored with the move kind of upstairs. How do you feel this has gone? Is he happy in Florida? You think he's there for the long term?
I think it's hard to tell. I think Dale's pretty – he's okay with some things. Other things, I think he's just going to have to learn to live with. I mean, I think the Panthers gave him a 3-year contract extension in December. And the next day they bring in Tom Rowe to be his associate general manager. A couple months later, Tom Rowe's promoted to general manager. So I think that Dale knew that the management structure within the Florida Panthers was going to change when he got the extension. Perhaps not as big as it was. I think Dale still now is, president of hockey operations, has a say, but it's now more of a collaborative effort as far as the management team. I think Dale still has a say. It's just not the end all be all like it once was. And I think, that's something that he's going to have to deal with. I think he's doing a lot of scouting. He's doing a lot of recommendations. But I think the Florida Panthers, obviously recognize the contributions that Dale Talon has. This is his team. These are the guys that he brought in. These are the guys that he drafted. And you look at the success that the Florida Panthers had, he's got his fingerprints all over it. And Dmitry Kulikov was the last guy within the Panthers organization who Dale didn't either draft or bring in. He was the year before. So everybody that's here now with the Florida Panthers, even the guys they brought in this year, Dale had some say in. There are some guys that were brought in that Dale didn't have a say in. We'll have to see how it all works out. But I think, Dale's got 3 years left on his contract. It pays him pretty well. I think if another team were to give him the opportunity to run a team, to be the general manager, and maybe he would look at that. But so far no one has, and, he's sitting tight here, and he's taking pride in what this organization's doing. This is still his team. These are still his guys. And it's whatever the Panthers do is still going to be a reflection on him.
And lastly, George, Panthers, 103 points last season. Only Washington and Pittsburgh had more in the Eastern Conference. So you look at them, they won the Atlantic Division last season. They made a ton of changes. Are they better than they were last year in your eyes?
Well, they sure hope they are. We're going to find out. I think the changes that they made, I think they did improve themselves on paper. We'll see if that translates onto the ice. I do think that they're a better team. I don't know if they're going to replicate the points they put up last year. I don't know if they're going to get 47 wins like they did last year. I think you look at that 12-game winning streak that they had in December and into January. They were living a charmed life, playing terrific hockey, and you can't sneeze at 12 consecutive wins. That's going to really help a team moving forward. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that again. Probably not. But last year was kind of a magical year with all the things that went down. Whether or not the Panthers match last year's win total or point total, I still think that they're a better team, and I think that's the way they're looking at it. They want to be a team that does something in April. They don't want to be knocked out in the first round. Just making the playoffs doesn't seem to cut it down here anymore, which is kind of hard to believe considering they've only been in the playoffs 5 times in 25 years. So they're definitely a team that's looking ahead, looking for bigger, better things, and that's why they made the move. Tom Rowe said it would have been easy just to sit still, excuse me, and to stand pat. It would have been easy to do that. They decided that they wanted to improve themselves and become a better team.
Well, George, it was a short offseason for you, but definitely one not short on stories. We look forward to following the Panthers. Appreciate your time.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Betcha. George Richards from the Miami Herald.